Lord, for the Spirit of God is moving in this place. As we watch the video, they brought a vessel to them unto God. Hallelujah. Concerning your brokenness, your brokenness before the Lord. And I want to be obedient to the Spirit of the living God, because I surrender myself, my all unto Him. Hallelujah. I'm moving in His presence and in His seed. God, to bring those pieces, those broken pieces I have torn, a piece of paper, but I lay this. We are representing this as an altar right here. But I lay the other broken pieces up here for those that are not here today. We're going to lay them up here, and those that are on the prayer line, on the internet. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to put your hands unto the Lord, lift them unto the Lord right now. And I, hallelujah, speak unto the Lord and come unto Him as humble as you know how. Your brokenness before the Lord. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what you're going through. He knows the pain that you're suffering. He knows all things. He is all wise and all knowing God. Hallelujah. He sees everything, the very intents of your heart. So He said, come and lay your broken pieces on the altar. And when you come, and praising God. That is already done. He's mending your broken pieces. He's putting everything back together again. He formed you in your mother's belly, in her womb. He knows all about it. He knows how to work every situation now. Just lay it upon the altar, your brokenness. Hallelujah, God. Say, give it all. Surrender it all. Surrender all unto Him. But He knows all things. He sees all things. The very intents of your heart. Hallelujah. How we yearn and desire to be in His presence. To feel His glory. His glory. His glory. His glory. His glory. His glory. So honor unto you as we surrender ourselves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for making us whole and complete. In Jesus' name. It's only in Jesus' name. It's only in Jesus' name. When you call on the name of Jesus, He said, I am the very present helper. In the time of trouble, in the time of need, I will walk with you. I will talk with you. I will speak unto your heart. I will calm all of your fears, all of your anxieties, all your depression. God said, then give it to me. Give it to me. I made you to come unto Him. To come unto me, to give it to me, to lay it on the altar at the foot of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I know it's symbolic. Hallelujah, but sometimes we got to see things. God revealed things, simple things, amen, that even a fool would not err. Yes. Hallelujah, God makes things plain, yes, unto us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I yield the service to you, baby. Okay. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just got to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I don't mind. I don't mind doing what God tells me to do. All He got to do is just make it plain to me. He's just got to make it plain.
That's right.
Sometimes I say, Lord, is this you? Now you got to tell him again. And I keep praying, and I just move in His Spirit.
That's all right.
And I just praise God for you. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Pastor. Hallelujah, Pastor. Hallelujah. I love you, and I appreciate you.
I love you too.
To God be all the glory for connecting us.
Amen.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
I thank God for what He has poured through you in me. And I'm a vessel of what God, hallelujah, is doing. And He's doing great and mighty things. Great and mighty things in you and in me.
Amen.
Glory to God. I love Him this morning. I love Him. I love Him. I love Him. I just praise God for the sisters that came with me. I just thank God for them. And they know me. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to walk and I'm going to thank Him. And I'm going to speak in tongues, whatever you want me to do. I ain't ashamed. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. He delivered me. He delivered me out of some mess. And I thank God.
Hallelujah. He's cultivated me, molded me, and shaped me into the image of him.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, do whatever you want to do today.
Yes.
To God be all the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless the children too, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask y'all to stand. Yes, and reading God's word. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I will be coming from Lamentations. Glory be to God. The third chapter, beginning at the 21st verse down to the 26th verse. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. I don't know what God's going to do, but all I say, God, do your will. Have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Old Testament. Amen. Amen. Everybody got the word?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reading from the Living Bible. It's simple to me.
That's okay.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yet there is one ray of hope. His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercy that have kept us from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
His loving kindness.
Amen.
His loving kindness.
Amen.
Begins afresh each day.
Amen.
This is a brand new day, y'all.
Amen.
Each
Amen.
Day. Each
Amen.
Day now. Do you hear me?
Amen.
It's the word of God. Amen. My soul claims the Lord as my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him.
Amen.
The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him.
Yes.
To those who seek
yes.
him.
Yes.
Come on down.
Amen.
Seek him
Amen.
And wait for him.
Yes.
It is good both to hope and to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Pastor, may I read it in the New King James Version?
Yes.
Just because everybody might have a different translation. This I recall to my mind. This I recall to my mind. Lamentations 3:21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Yes, yes,
the Lord is my portion, says my soul.
Yes.
Therefore, I hope in him.
Yes.
The Lord is good to those who wait for him,
yes.
to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, you're holy.
Amen.
Lord, you're holy, and I lift you up and magnify your name. Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're holy, and I lift you up and magnify your name.
Amen.
As I look around and I see all the works that your hands have made and the awesomeness of you and how your love will never fail, mere words cannot express what I feel inside. I can't describe your glory divine, but as a token of my love, this is what I'll do. I'll lift my hands and cry, Lord, you're holy.
Amen.
Lord, you're holy, and I lift you up and magnify your name.
lift you up and magnify your name. There's not enough words that I can say to tell you how much I appreciate all the wonderful things you've given me. Your loving kindness, your tender mercy. It's my desire to praise you and tell you how much I love you. You're worthy of all of the glory.
Amen.
You're worthy of all the praise. I don't know why you love me, why you give me so much mercy. You didn't have to die for me way back on Calvary, but I want to thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you, Lord. I say thank you. Thank you. You are wonderful, glorious, holy, and righteous, victorious, conqueror, my inner mighty, you're my healer, deliverer, sound and defense, strong tower, my best friend, omnipotent, omnipresent, soon coming king, Alpha, Omega, Lord of everything, you are holy. Holy is your name. Hallelujah. Holy.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God is so holy.
Yes, he is.
He is so mighty.
Yes, he is.
And God had put that song on my heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I just wanted to sing it. I haven't sung in a long time, but to God be all the glory.
Amen.
This sweet melody unto his heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I love to worship him.
That's all right.
Yes. I love to praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My text today, subject today, my text is coming from Lamentation 3:21-26. But the subject is waiting.
Amen.
In God's waiting room. Being in God's waiting room. I know in times in life that we find ourselves waiting on God, waiting to hear an answer, waiting to hear a word, waiting to hear confirmation, waiting for God to manifest in our life, answer our prayers. Even in the waiting room, hallelujah, you wait on your job, you wait on God in your home, even in your secret closet, you're waiting on God to answer, to bring things to pass, to love, to bring your loved one home. You're waiting on them, just like the prodigal son. You're waiting on them to come home. Hallelujah, you might be in the waiting room. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So what are you facing today?
Amen.
Think about it. There are times in our life, as we live now, as human beings, we just don't like to wait.
That is true.
Amen?
That is true.
We don't like to wait. We want things to be instant, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes.
Even getting up every morning, rushing to get to work,
amen,
rushing to take care of your kids,
yes,
rushing to get breakfast done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But can you just say, I need to wait on the Lord in the waiting room? Amen. And then you begin to say goodbye to your family. Busy about our day. What happens when life circumstances change suddenly?
Amen.
Tragedy happens. Kids get sick.
You lose your job or accident happens on the way to where you're going. Lose everything in a fire. And maybe in a flood, a thief breaks in into your home and everyone's life is lost except yours and your wife. And she's now in intensive care, fighting for her life. You're in the waiting room. I say God's waiting room. Hallelujah. Where it is intentional that you're praying to the Lord. And think about all of those prayers that you prayed before. God heard all those prayers. But now you come to where you don't know what to pray. You don't know how to pray. Ha, shikamana. You said, Jesus, help. Help Jesus. And Jesus is right there to help you. Your wife is fighting for her life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Has an aneurysm on the brain, fighting for her life. On the respirator, fighting for her life. But God said in the word that there is hope. And we got to keep on hoping. And we got to keep on praising.
Amen.
Don't look at the circumstances. Because when you look at the circumstances, the devil will tell you, oh, you might as well give up. They're going to die. The doctor might say, you might well unplug the respirator. There is no chance of them living, but there is hope.
There is hope.
There is hope. As long as they got breath in their body,
yes.
There is Shema. There is hope.
Yes.
You got to believe in the God that you serve, the God that you pray to. But just keep on hoping and praying. And most of all, I say praise God in the midst of it.
Amen.
Give him some praise and give him some glory.
Yeah.
God don't mind coming to you. God don't mind you coming to him, thanking him and saying, Lord, it's too much that I can't handle this, but you can handle it.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is just worshiping and praise you.
Yeah.
He sees your heart.
Yes.
Glory to God. He sees everything.
Amen.
So everyone in your life, except you, and you are devastated because your wife is on the life support. Glory to God. So what do? You tried everything on every hand. You run to the rock, which is higher than I. And that rock is Jesus. Waiting on Jesus in the waiting room. Waiting in God's waiting room. Sometimes it may be hours. Days, months, we don't know how long. But how long it takes for God to raise that body up, that resurrection power that was in Jesus Christ abides on the inside of us.
Yes.
We got the power in the name of Jesus. And God said, I want you to use that power and speak the word of God and watch God bring it to pass. It's no time to faint and be weary. So he said, don't be weary and well doing. Hallelujah. You got to come on and keep seeking God. Hallelujah. You're waiting and there is no answer. You're waiting. You're praying. You're listening. Glory be to God. And then the spirit of the Lord said, just be still. Quiet your spirit. You're too busy doing everything. Get before me and meditate on the word. Hallelujah. We got to steal our soul and trust in God because he's already there with you at all times. He's carrying you just like the footprints in the sand. And you wonder, Lord, I saw 2 footprints, 4-foot set of footprints. And now I see, in my hardest time, I only see 2 set of footprints. God said, that was me. I was carrying you. So he's carrying you through. So in a time like these, we need to trust God and believe his word. Waiting is God's part. Waiting is God's part and plan and purpose for our lives. So resisting God's timing and trying to get ahead of the Lord, we can't do that. We can't get ahead of God. We got to wait on the Lord. And, you know, when we trying to wait, it's hard. And being serious about and intentionally waiting on the Lord, because God has given you some promises. You got to hold on to God's promises, his everlasting hand. God don't change. Hallelujah. He wants us to change, to be conformed in his image, to be more like him. Hallelujah. Time is not wasted in God's waiting room. You are in a good place. Say, I am in a good place. I'm in the Lord. He's in control of my life. Yes, he is in every circumstances. Hallelujah. You're in a good place where miracles can happen. Where miracles can happen. He said, signs and wonders must follow those that believe. Do you believe today? Signs and wonders will follow those that believe. God is wanting to do the miraculous, the supernatural. So all things are possible if we believe, waiting on God to renew our mind and our strength. He prepares us for what lies ahead. God is cultivating patience in me, in you. Christ, who is our deliverer and our redeemer. God wants us to be Christ-like, having Christ's character. Have you looked in the mirror this morning? Did you see the character of Jesus Christ? Now see, I looked in the mirror and I began to smile at myself because Jesus is smiling back at me. And I told myself, God speaking through me now, I love you. Amen. Jesus, let me know he loves me too. Glory be to God. So hope, as we trust God, keep on hoping in him and trusting in him. Through these times, life problems bring us closer to God. The devil don't realize what he's doing. But you know, God allows things and allows the enemy. Joseph said to his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good.
Amen.
See, things happen to bring the best out of us, to show us that Jesus is on the inside. You see, God has put inside of us everything that we need from him. He has deposited in you. So God wants to bring it up out of you. So we go to trials. He said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have them. But he said, in me, Jesus Christ, you got peace.
Yes.
You got peace.
That's right.
So as you go through, God said, come and sit down and talk with me. Mm-hmm. Even in the waiting room, I'll give you peace. Yes. That surpasses all understanding. See, he wants us to keep our mind on him, focus on him, not the situation, not what you're going through. He wants you to keep your heart and mind on him. I know it's hard. We look at it. That's the human part about us. But just back up a little bit. Start speaking in tongues. Whatever you do, pray. And close your eyes, put some music on, and worship the Lord. Because God said, they that are led by the Spirit, they belong to him. And they are spirits, and they are life. And we are children of the Most High God. So God will give you peace in your weary soul. He'll give you joy. And they'll wonder, why are you so happy? Why you got so much peace? Because I went before God. And I laid those broken pieces on the altar. Now I can rejoice in the God of my salvation. I know God has already done it. He's already done it. He's already healed that wife, that brother, that sister. He's already done it. He already made a way. He already have saved your children. because you prayed for him. You prayed for him and you laid it at the altar. So now all you got to do is praise God. Because you said, my whole household will be saved. You decree and declare it by the power of the Lord God Almighty. And watch God bring it to pass. Glory be to God. I come to encourage you today that there is hope in Jesus Christ. God has a plan greater than your plan is. Just wait. Just wait. Jesus said, just wait. In God's waiting room. You can't see the full picture of how he's going to do it. All you know is God is going to do it. That's all you know. I don't know how he's going to form it, create it, renew it. Hallelujah. I don't know what he's going to do. But I know God's going to fix it. He's going to fix it. It's already worked out. Already done. Already. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of God, God has already done it. But we want to see the manifestation. So I want to say to you, stay in God's waiting room. Stay there, waiting patiently on the Lord. Because he's speaking. Are you quiet to hear him? He's always speaking. He's always directing your pathway. But are you hearing what the Spirit of God has to say unto you? Are you listening? Are you listening? You see, that's how much he loves us. He's quiet, speaking. That inner man, that inner voice, speaking. You got to hear it. You got to obey it. You got to walk in it. Walk in your deliverance. Walk in your deliverance. And know that you're already doing, already delivered. But God wants to see your faith at work. Faith without works is what?
Dead.
If anything dead, buried. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, he does a resurrecting power. Thank you, Jesus, for resurrection. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So I waited patiently on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. You see, I waited patiently on the Lord in my waiting room. Glory be to God. I lost my sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In November, in one eye. But I was not worried because that was the third time I've lost my sight. But I said, Lord, I'm tired of the devil attacking me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
2 weeks later, I lost the sight in my other eye. Amen. So that means I said, Lord, I was going home. I said, Lord, help me to get home. He did. But you know, I trust God because I believe God. And I put my petition before the Lord. And I was in that waiting room, waiting on the Lord. And you know, it's kind of strange when you can see, you don't be reading all the time. You know that? But when you're in a place that you want to hear from the Lord, you want to read. I got the Bible trying to read. No, I couldn't see. And I said, Lord, I want to hear you. So he said, turn the music on. Pastor Ernestine said, you can get it on tape and listen to it. I listened to the word. And that encouraged me. It gave me hope. Glory to God. I was not blind. To God be all the glory. Blindness is darkness. My eyes was just like a cloud in the sky. It was cloudy. I couldn't see beyond. But I tell you, God, with his good self, hallelujah, glory to God. I stayed in that waiting room. I had my mama taking me to and fro. She didn't mind. To God be the glory. God healed her in the midst of her taking me because she had a side of pain, but God healed her. I was praying for her. And I tell you, you do some praying when you're in God's praying room now, waiting on God, God's waiting room. You do some praying. I tell you that. Yes, you do. And sometimes it takes that to get you where God wants you to be. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So it's good for us to go there before anything happens. Hallelujah. But it's all right. I was in a good place. Because I love to travel and go places and help people. You know, do whatever God leads me to do. But, you know, it was my time to take advantage of this and meditate. And I said, God, and you know what? God had me praying for people, prophesying to people. I said, Lord, God is moving in a miraculous way. Even though I was in the state that I was in. But you see, the doctors didn't know and didn't understand. My A1C was 7.0 and it's coming down. Yes, it is. To God be all the glory. God, I thank you. I speak it in existence. But they didn't know what to do. Now, that sounds like an opportunity for God.
Yes.
An opportunity for God.
Yes.
And I tell you what they did, they gave me injections in my eyes. They said that's all they know to do. And I know what to do to wait on God's timing. And in God's waiting room. And I love being in his waiting room. Because I can tell you today, I went back Wednesday. He said, everything looks good. I don't know what to do from now, from here. I said, he said, well, I get, you got two alternatives. Do you want two more shots or you want me to put some dye in your eye? I said, let's put some dye in the eye so you can see what's going on back there. So that's what he did. He said, we're just going to wait 3 more weeks. And I said to myself, and watch God do it.
Yes.
Because I'm trusting in the Almighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm so glad that I can see you.
Amen.
And it's all because of God's glory.
Yes.
It's all because of me waiting on the Lord to manifest. You see, he had already done it in the spirit.
Amen.
But I thank God. Hallelujah. That I have eyes to hear. See, glory be to God. But it's good to walk in the spirit, though.
Yes, it is.
It's good to be in God's presence.
Amen.
So I'm so grateful unto the Lord today. No matter what you're going through right now, let us stand.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I know you already laid it upon the altar, your broken pieces. But God comes to make you whole and complete in him. The potter wants to put you back together again. And that potter is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, I was broken.
We all were.
Hallelujah. But I came to the Father.
Yes.
And I had a vessel, a pot that had a crack in it. God always give me demonstrations. A crack in it. And I was that pot with the crack in it.
Mm-hmm.
Broken. And then I had a pot that didn't have a crack. It was whole and complete. But God said he'll take your broken pieces, your brokenness, and he'll make you whole today.
Amen.
So I want you to lift your hands before the Lord, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to God. And I want you, as I lead you to the throne of grace.
Yes.
Holy Spirit,
yes.
We love you. We praise you for your mighty works. We thank you for your glory being in this place among us, Father. God, we delight to be in your presence among one another, worshiping and glorifying you and being thankful unto you, who is our heavenly Father. For God, you already know the intents of our hearts. You see our conditions, God. You see what we're going through. And I thank you, God, for restoring and restoration and peace, making every situation whole and complete. God, renewing their minds and their lives, God, to draw closer to you. God, I thank you, you're calling them by their name. God, I thank you, they're coming from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. They're crying out to you, God. Save me, deliver me, heal me. God, I thank you for restoration. I thank you for pouring in the oil and the wine. Hallelujah. That your glory will be revealed into them. Thank you for your healing, God. Thank you for soothing and comforting. Glory to God. Thank you as we commune with you. With the Holy Spirit, God, commune with you. Hallelujah. With the bread and the wine, God, you're doing something inside of us, God. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you're an all-powerful God. And God, we thank you, Lord God Almighty. Help us to walk in your footsteps, to be guided by your word, that your loving kindness will continue to rest, rule, and abide with us. God, we thank you right now. We say amen. For we extend a gospel invitation unto anyone that don't know Jesus in the midst of their sins. And it might be somebody on Facebook, on the telephone, or whatever that don't know Jesus, even across this world. All God is saying to you, come unto me, all that you that are heavy laden and burdened down, that don't have any rest for your weary soul, come to me. I got the answer. All he wants you to do is surrender. Give it to him. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the souls that's coming into your kingdom. And we thank you for having your way in this service, God, for all your glory. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we thank you for the blessings in Jesus' name. Every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you.